Welcome, dear listeners, to today's discussion on a pivotal moment in the history of service and sanctity. We turn our thoughts to the opening day in the tabernacle, a day marked by both dedication and tragedy. On this first day of the month of Nisan, Aaron's two sons, driven by zeal, offered incense without divine command. A consuming fire took their lives, leaving Aaron with two surviving sons, through whom the priestly legacy continued. Curiously, in the wake of this event, we find an instruction that may appear mundane, but bears profound significance. Aaron and his remaining sons are directed to partake of the meal offering, an act that underscores life's continuity, even amidst loss. It is an affirmation of their roles and the enduring nature of their service. This theme of participation extends to the families of priests, the wives and daughters, connected to the sanctity of their husbands and fathers, are granted the right to eat from the holy offerings, yet this privilege is conditional, reserved for those priests actively serving and in a state of purity. It highlights the sacred ecosystem within which they operate, and it's a concept that resonates personally, reminding me of the care taken by my cook in Montreal to maintain a pure and kosher kitchen. Finally, we encounter the closing verse of our portion, emphasizing the importance of the offerings and the ritual of the wave offering. This act symbolizes the partnership between the divine and the priests, a shared dedication that is to be everlasting. As we reflect on these teachings, let us carry forward the message of service, sanctity, and the unbroken chain of tradition that binds us to our past and guides our future. This podcast was produced and sponsored by Daniel Aronoff.